Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The
problem seems right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't need
to be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent and am sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not sin free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my
knees.
Did all I could do. Oh my God, still would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Thank you so kindly, Sister Danielle, and good morning to everyone who's on the call. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we like to rejoice and to be glad in it. Today's words of encouragement were entitled, Opportunity to Glorify God. It'll be taken from Daniel chapter 2 and verses 1 through 49. Of course, you know, with time restraints, we won't be able to talk about all 49 verses, but I'm going to give us something that we can live by on today. because God has on many occasions created impossible situations to reveal his greatness so that he might be glorified. During the time of Moses, Moses gave credit to God before Pharaoh, and with Joseph, who before Potiphar gave the glory to God. And now Daniel gives God all the glory before Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 1:17, we're told that God gave Daniel understanding and all wisdom and dreams. Now in chapter 2, we see how valuable this gift from God is. It is a gift that will save not only his life, but also the lives of others. Kind of like the gospel, how the gospel saved your life. Through you, you can save other lives. And the lives of all the wise men, musicians, enchanters, astrologers, and sorcerers in Babylon. What was going on, Nebuchadnezzar had this dream. You can understand it. So he mandated his wise men, his astrologers, enchanters, musicians to interpret the dream and tell the dream of them. They couldn't do it, so he had them all put to death. Now, but in the case of Daniel, he's still a teenager. He's exiled, conquered, a slave, a man marked for death. Still, he is calm, poised, fully capable of speaking truth to power. The man of faith confronts the head of state. Now, in Daniel's case and through the entire Bible, we notice we've been given instructions, and all that we do is to glorify God. And so, for a moment or so, we want to address a few things that will remind us that we are to glorify God. We want to look at how to recognize opportunity when to glorify God. Won't have time, but we'll touch a bit, learn why and how to glorify God, and notice the benefits of glorifying God. Maybe it's going to be a series for the next couple of weeks. But when we look at John chapter 9, verse 1, we see where the Lord heals this man, and Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that was born blind?" And he was born blind. Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him." See, we find that when performing miracles, God gets glorified. And that's the whole purpose of miracles, not to be a sensationist, crowd pleaser, or attention grabber, but it's in the Bible way, in Bible times, for Bible purposes, Bible reasons. Miracles were to glorify God. Going back to Moses when he threw down the snake on the stick before Pharaoh, and it turned to a serpent and gobbled up all the serpents of Pharaoh. We find that a miraculous thing, how that Joseph was saved from the pit, and how that he interpreted the dream of Potiphar, and of course, he was made second command. And now we find Daniel, who's a slave, captive of the exile, and he told the dream what it was about, and he interpreted the dream as well. And so now we find that it's all to glorify God, because when Daniel was asked to do the interpretation, the first thing Daniel did, he goes to God in prayer in Daniel chapter 2, verse 17 through 18. And the first thing he does, and then after he does that, he gives God all the glory in Daniel 2, 19 through 24. So we know those two factors that Daniel did. First, he went to God in prayer, and then he responds and gave God all the glory. That's what we do as children of God. Also, we see in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 through 11, the writer says, "As every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability of God, with God given, that God in all things might be glorified." So that means that when we come together on the first of the week, when you're sitting out there singing and praising the Lord, giving your funds and communing and fellowshipping. And while I'm Brother Willie Bradshaw's in the pulpit preaching, and the brothers are ushering, the sisters are leaders, all we're doing is glorifying God. Brother Bradshaw does through speaking, and the audience, the rest of the church does through serving or ministry, reaching out, grieving, inviting. John Paul Werther said, all of that is to give glory to God. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, we're going to cross another passage. The Bible says that you're the salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its savor, wherewith all shall be salted. It is henceforth good for nothing, but let it cast out and throw it under the feet of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on a candlestick or a bushel, put on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine upon men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So when we are dealing with oppression or dealing with not being recognized, we find that we glorify God when we express how we feel about God and how we view God. So we need to realize that we're performing miracles or something sensational. It's not to bring attention to ourselves, but to glorify God. When we are preaching or serving, God gets the glory. When dealing with oppression, God gets the glory. We find, again, in Matthew chapter 5, about verse 45, when people oppress you, when they speak evil things about you, towards you, concerning you, we are to do it, and that God may get all the glory. You know, we have been said that hate your enemies, but I say love your enemies. Don't despitefully use you. All of this is done that God may get the glory. And so, but also when we gather in assembly worship, God gets the glory. In Ephesians chapter 3, and the verse is 20. The same is true that when we gather for worship, we are to, in the body, in the church, give glory unto God by Christ throughout all ages, world without end. So when we talk about learning how and why to glorify God, it's very important. It's simply put, it's what we were created to do. God created us for his glory. Acts 17:24. How do we glorify God? We glorify God by living the way he calls us to live. We glorify him when other people can see him because of the way we live our lives. We glorify God when we are reflecting how awesome and amazing he is through our actions and attitude. And all of these things are so important. Now, the benefits of glorifying God is God delights in the prayers and praise of his children. God reveals the mystery of his kingdom in Daniel's case to demonstrate his power. God honors his servants who faithfully serve him. See, to glorify someone means to bestow honor, praise, and admiration upon them. People tend to give glory to other people. Athletes receive glory for their physical talents and championship. Politicians, political leaders receive glory for their leadership. Unfortunately, we often get disappointed by human objects of glory. To glorify God means to acknowledge his glory and to value it above all things. It means that we make it known to others. It means we have a heartfelt gratitude. We glorify God through our faith, through our love, and through our desire to obey him. In 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, as a matter of fact, do everything that way, heartily and freely, to God's glory. We are called to do everything for God's glory. Everything we do should point others to him. God is a God of glory. God is glorious. And so on today, I will leave you with these little words that we must find opportunity, a response to opportunity, to glorify God. Just as Daniel, who could have lost his life, but he saved his life and the lives of others because he gave God all the glory. And God bless you and may keep you. As we pray for those who are calling, those who are going through hard times and the challenge, even in our illness. When people come to visit you in your sickbed, give glory to God. Make mercy for God. We pray this day as we continue to accept your mercy and your grace, because we know that you are the God of love, God of caring, God that sits high and looks low, and you know everything. We just pray that we recognize your greatness, your goodness, and how many times you have bailed us up and bailed us out and kept us safe and sound. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the adoration that you deserve. We pray that you protect us today, guide us, lead us on our jobs, our faithful bold. I'll be with all our family and loved ones in such a magnificent way. We ask for healing and ask for care and guidance and wisdom that we can glorify you in all that we do, whether it be preaching, teaching, or serving, performing some spectacular service for someone, whether we're doing our assembly worship, or whether it's going through hard times and oppression, whatever the case may be. We just pray that you continue to guide us and keep us in the hub of your hand. This will be our prayer on this day in your Son Christ's name. Amen.